1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And we welcome you inside Brentwood Junior Senior High School and welcome in to the WPIAL Class 2A Boys Basketball Playoffs. We kick off the path to the Pete with a preliminary round matchup featuring the 17th-seeded Beth Center Bulldogs and the 16th-seeded Brentwood Spartans. Both teams with identical 12-10 records. Beth Center looking to advance to the first round of the WPIL playoffs for the first time in 16 years, while Brentwood looking to get it back to the WPIL first round for the second time in as many years and looking as well to advance further on in the WPIAL playoffs. A lot of stake tonight in the pigtail game of the 2A boys basketball playoffs. This broadcast is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. The Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. And Visit Green, the Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Back in a moment, as this is the Visit Green County pregame show. Beth Center and Brentwood will do battle in just a few minutes on WJPA.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And we're back on the Visit Green County pregame show. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. I'm Brandon Rossi doing play-by-play this evening. I'm joined by my partner Jack Sacco, our behind-the-scenes crew tonight. The producer is Eric Bennett, and our camera operators are Scott Donnelly and Josh Klingen. Thank you so much for joining us for the video side on the NFHS Network. Free audio on WJPA 1450 AM. As tonight, Brentwood and Beth Center looking to advance to the first round of the WPIAL playoffs. And Jack, a lot of similarities when you look at the records of both of these teams, but Brentwood certainly has that X factor in the 6'8" senior Deng Mu.
Absolutely. And Brentwood has probably the best player in this gang, Deng Mu, 18.1 points per game, over 17 rebounds per game. Just that's a monster pair of numbers right there. But I think overall, Beth Center, you know, the starting five there is pretty well rounded. You have five players who, you know, all serve a pretty good big role for the Bulldogs. Both teams with a 12-10 record, both teams fourth place in their section. So, you know, these teams in a very similar spot, just looking to move on and get that shot at number one, Jeanette. But I think that the key for this game for Beth Center is going to be making Brentwood shoot. It's a team that they'll shoot the three, not very good at it. They have no three-point shooters on the team above 27%. You're usually aiming for a number, you know, in high school basketball, probably at or above 30%. Beth Center's at that mark. So they can shoot it a little bit better from beyond the arc. Brentwood, if they can get it inside, though, to Dang Mu and have him kind of control the game on the glass, in the paint, along with some additional scoring from Xavier Nunez, it could be a good night for the Spartans if they are able to do that.
And that's not to say that Beth Center, or that Brentwood, rather, doesn't have three-point shooters. They certainly do have some that can that have double-digit threes on the season. Xavier Nunez leads the way. He's averaging just over 16 points a game. And also Michael Sattler also has double-digit three-pointers on the season. But again, that mismatch, Beth Center in the starting lineup, their tallest guy is 6'4", and Tyler Karoski, which, yeah, that's pretty big. But when you compare that to 6'8", that's a 4-inch gap. So certainly some size to give up. And, yeah, if you make Brentwood shoot, then you get yourself in a better situation. But then it comes to the matter of if Brentwood is hot from three. If they're hot, Beth Center could be in trouble when we go further down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, even Mu will shoot some threes. I was surprised to see that. You know, we know that he's a guy, he hasn't been playing organized basketball for very long, just a few seasons in. He is a senior for this Brentwood squad, but, you know, still kind of an inexperienced basketball player. He's still able, though, to do a lot of the things that you would really expect from a guy with a lot of experience. He's a 58.5% shooter from the field. That's really important. Actually shoots better from the field than he does from the free throw line. So I think a key there is going to be you have to play physical. If you take fouls, and I know you can't get in foul trouble, but if you can take fouls and stop Mu from getting the ball in the basket in a field goal form, and send him to the free throw line instead, I think that's the much better alternative. Obviously, you don't want to go, you know, hacking and get your whole starting lineup in free throw or no, foul trouble. But I think that you're going to see some sort of game plan from Beth Center. I'm just, you know, excited to see what that will be.
Yeah, and that game plan, I'm sure, for Beth Center offensively is going to rely around Jason Zeli, who's the second leading scorer in Beth Center history, well above the 1,000-point plateau. He leads the WPIAL in 2A. With assists in just under 6 assists per point game. And Coach Scott Bauer, his third year coaching the Bulldogs, he said that Zila might be the best player he's ever coached. So with that in mind, with someone who's left such the mark that Jason Zeli has on this Beth Center program, you know he's going to be playing just a little bit more, playing for a little bit more than possibly some of the other players on the other side.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, he's a guy who does it all for this Bulldogs team. You know, he could score at all three levels. He's a 37% three-point shooter, which is very good. He shoots 49% from the field, averages over 14 points per game, 6 boards per game, just under 6 assists per game. I mean, that's filling the stat sheet at the high school level. It really is. He's a guy who's going to have to maybe carry this team. I mentioned that they're well-rounded. They have other guys who are capable, but Zeli certainly, you know, the leader for this team on and off the court.
Absolutely, and we're about to step aside. National anthem about to commence in the WPIL preliminary round in Class 2A. This is the Visit Greene County pregame show.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Intro's getting introduced now on the Visit Greene County pregame show. Free audio on WJPA and the video on the NFHS network. National anthem coming up next. National anthem just commenced here at Brentwood Junior Senior High School, and we're about to have the starting lineups introduced. First for the Best Center Bulldogs, at guard is number 0, Jason Zeli, alongside number 3, Braden Ozahanish, number 4, Tyler Karoski, number 5, Parker Amos, and number 23, Braden Hall. That is 3 seniors, 1 junior, 1 sophomore in the starting lineup for the Best Center Bulldogs, led by head coach Scott Bauer and assistant Gary Amos. Again, that's Zeli, Ozahanish, Karoski, Amos, and Hall for Best Center. For the Brentwood Spartans, the head coach is Dan Thayer, and assistants are Rich Fulkman and Chase Rosing. At guard, a 5'9 freshman, number 4, Griffin Betts, alongside number 10, Mike Sattler, number 15, Orlando Johnson, number 23, Xavier Nunez, and number 44, Dang Moo. That's the starting lineup for Brentwood. 1 senior, 3 juniors, 1 freshman for Coach Thayer in the 16th-seeded Brentwood Spartans.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL and the NFHS network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, WJPA Radio, and Greensports.net is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2026.
About to get underway, as thanks for watching or listening to the Visit Greene County pregame show. Once again, I'm Brandon Rossa. He's Jack Sacco, along with our producer, Eric Bennett, and our camera operators, Scott Bonnelly and Josh Klingon, for those able to watch on the NFHS Network. Free audio, though, on WJPA on the website and also on the AM side. Tip-off underway. Brentwood wins the tip thanks to the 6'8", Dang Moo, and off we go as Brentwood travels from right to left
on your radio dial. It's Nunez going to the right wing. Now kicked out to Griffin Betts in front of the best center bench. Now volleyball line handed back around over to Sattler. Now dribbling with his right hand. Switching is Nunez to his left. Now Griffin Betts, the freshman, younger brother of last year's leading scorer, Forrest Betts. Now it's Deng Mu on the right wing, right side. Just beyond the three-point arc, Nunez. Nunez being guarded by Zeli and gives it up for Sattler, who hands off behind to Griffin Betts. Brentwood already taking off 45 seconds of the first quarter clock, and a quick jumper by Xavier Nunez on the baseline.
That's a really, really good design there. Get the screen off ball. Nunez comes off of it. A good pass by Betts to get him.
Brentwood up 2-0, 1 minute into the first quarter. Here's a three right wing corner that's hit off the front of the rim by Braden Ozahanish. Deng Mu sprinting down the lane like a gazelle and bounces the layup off the right side of the board. And Brentwood up 4-0 early, 6:45 to go in the first quarter.
That's good athleticism right there for Mu. Just gets that rock and just beats everybody down court for an easy layup.
And best center tries to answer, but the layup goes in and out for Braden Hall. And rebound pulled in by Mu goes to Xavier Nunez, who pushes the pace. Stutter steps now. The baseline floater, no good. The ball is hot potato. Then a foul on the way up. Orlando Johnson will shoot two. As best center triggers the first foul with 6:24 to go in the first quarter. And the foul will be on Karoski.
Two possessions for Beth Center, where they've actually had some good looks at the basket. First one was a pretty open three-pointer. They weren't able to get going.
First shot by Johnson, back rim, no good.
The second one, just a short shot attempt right at the rim. Bulldogs have to make those and convert those sorts of opportunities.
Second shot hits twice off the iron and out. Rebound Parker Amos. Still remains 4-0. Spartans ahead of Beth Center with about 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Ball is dribbled by Ozahanish wildly, and he backs up. Nunez guards him well. Sets a screen up from Parker Amos, travels left side. Deng Mu blocks it off the backboard off the layup attempt by Braden Hall. Good block there by Deng Mu. And it's backed up for Xavier Nunez nearly to the script B at half court for the Brentwood logo. Now Griffin Betts driving in a J shape and a scoop shot up and good. Six quick points for Brentwood. The Spartans up 6-0, 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Stay tuned on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
6-0, Brentwood up with 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Quick baskets by Xavier Nunez, Deng Mu, and Griffin Betts in that order have the Spartans out to this early lead in the first 2:14 of the contest. Best center works from left to right as we describe it. Jason Zeli kicks out to the right side, now driving in. Ozahanish gets around Deng Mu, and the floater goes high up into the air and in for Ozahanish.
It's just a good play by Ozahanis. Beat his man off the ball and just get that little floater to go.
6-2, Brentwood up, 5:22 to go in the first. Taking the dribble and stepping into the three, Sattler off the back rim. Rebound hauled in by Zeli. Zeli, one dribble, bounces right side to Ozahanish on the right wing, stops right at the three-point perimeter. That's a long two for Braden Ozahanish, and best center gets four quick points back.
That's a really good response by Ozahanish. I mean, that... two key baskets, two tougher baskets. That one had to step into it. Probably would have liked to have stayed about a foot further back, but good two-pointer right there.
Absolutely, as Brentwood, now it's Deng Mu in the key. Scoop shot, tries to go around a defender, can't do so. Hits off the back of the rim, rebound goes to Braden Hall. Now it's Ozahanish right side. Ozahanish fakes the pass out, opens up a three, cans it! Braden Ozahanish has all seven for best center. It's 7-6 with 4:30 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Bulldogs taking the lead, and that's just three really quick baskets, and it's all really just pure shot creation.
Brentwood Nunez at the volleyball line kicks it inside the key, and a double dribble called
on Brentwood. The guilty party was Orlando Johnson. Best center has it. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Up by a score of 6-7.
Beth Center dealing with a looks like a 1-3-1 that's kind of shifting into a 3-2 for Brentwood in the half court. And they'll get shots if Brentwood stays in that.
Ozahamish double team, lost it on the leg. May have got poked from behind by Johnson. Now Nunez down the right lane, flies up to the rim and arcs it over the net. And a scrum for the ball. It's out on Beth Center. Spartans have it halfway through the first quarter, 7-6. The Bulldogs are up on Brentwood. Both teams identical, 12-10 records. It's the 16 versus the 17. Winner will face Jeanette in the first round of the playoffs. And on the inbound, Deng Mu, an illegal screen called. And it gives Beth Center the ball right back. And yep, they're going to call the foul on Griffin Betts.
That's the right call. Betts was setting a screen, and he actually would have been able to do so, but Mu went a little wide, and Betts kind of pushed into the player and just kind of took him along for the ride. Correct call.
Zeli has it for the Bulldogs, driving right side, and a fake three by Ozahanish goes to the foul line and kicks behind him to Karoski. He spins his way in. Dengmu swats it away. Here comes Xavier Nunez. Nunez up the floor, tries to catch in, but he's bumped on the way by Ozahanish, and Nunez will shoot two.
That was a really good move on the offensive side for Beth Center there, but there's just not that much you can do with the height and wingspan of Dengmu. 6'8". Long arms.
First shot for Xavier Nunez. Falls in, shorts off the rim, but eventually gets the roll. Xavier Nunez averaging just over 16 points a game. Second shot, nothing but net. And it's 8-7. Brentwood up. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Brentwood in the second consecutive year in the preliminary round. We were at last year's preliminary game against West Green. And that shot for Zeli. He gets fouled on the way, and they're going to rule it a shooting foul for Zeli and a foul on the Spartans. It's on Orlando Johnson, his first.
I like how both teams are playing on the offensive side, getting really aggressive. There's been a couple turnovers, but it's been a pretty clean game. Just the changes of possession have either been makes or misses.
Zeli with the make there. Ties the game at 8-3, 29 to go in the first. We mentioned Zeli. He's meant so much to this Best Center program over the last several seasons. Second shot is true as well. Zeli with his first 2 points of the game, and Best Center snatches the lead right back 9-8 with 3:23 to go on a turning first quarter clock. Nunez to Moo, now kicked out left wing for Griffin Betts. Betts sets up for Deng Mu, who flushes it down. 10-9, Brentwood up, 3:10 to go in the first.
Another off-ball screen sets that up too. Brentwood really making good use of those off balls early in the game.
They haven't really had an answer much for Mu as they feed inside to Braden Hall. And Hall was triple teamed by several white jerseys. Mu comes out of the scrum. Here's Nunez now left wing for three. Bullseye! Xavier Nunez makes it 13-9. Brentwood with 2:45 to go in the first.
Great catch and shoot right there. Great form. The high hands there for Nunez allow him to just rip that one off before anybody can get close.
Zeli swings behind Ozahanish, fakes the three, now it steps in for a long two, just outside the right elbow, and that's banked in for Braden Ozahanish.
Why not? You don't got to call bank. This isn't street ball, so you count the same. Not the prettiest shot, but Ozahanish, he's got nine.
Brentwood up 13-11 plus two. It's 2:16 to go in the first quarter. Now right wing, Nunez. Now kicks out for Sattler. Had it wide open, but way far out. Deng Mu, double team, gets his own miss, and cleans up the mess.
Deng Mu for two.
Yeah, Mu just, you can't let him get the ball down on that low block. It's going to be really difficult to keep him from getting it, but that'll just be free if he gets it down there.
Zeli has it poked free by Johnson out of bounds in front of the Brentwood coaching staff led by Dan Thayer. In his 10th year as head coach, who, by the way, is 3 wins away from 100 in his career, has a 97-119 record, and he also had previous stops at Baldwin, the West Mifflin girls team, the Brentwood girls team, and also coached in North Carolina. Ozahanish backs up, now bounces right side to Parker Amos, nearly lost the dribble at the volleyball line, now kicks out left side Karoski. Karoski now to Zeli, and Zeli bumped into by Mu.
goes behind now, creates some separation just a little bit. Parker Amos was indecisive there and gets caught with a double dribble. Brentwood has it, 1:29 to go in the first.
Oh, swarming defense right there from the Spartans, just all over the basketball, really taking that close pass away. Really good deny.
Mu with the left elbow, tries to hand it off. Nearly turns into disaster, but Nunez picks it up and puts it in. Six-point lead for the Spartans.
Nunez with nine now. He's tied with Ozahonich for the game leader in points.
Now bounds right wing, Braden Ozahonich. Ozahonich, who's put the team on his back, so to speak, in the first quarter, gets it stripped away by Orlando Johnson. Johnson throws it out off Ozahonich's leg, and Brentwood will get possession back.
Yeah, that's a really nice play by Johnson. He's falling out of bounds. He's either got to pass it to a teammate or throw it off the closest guy, and he does the latter.
Less than 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's 17-11. Brentwood leads. Nunez now to Betts on the left side. Bounces behind for Mike Sattler. Now Deng Mu dribbles twice to his right. Fadeaway is too strong. And the rebound tracked down in front of the Brentwood student section to our left and out of bounds. And best center gets it back with 41.8 seconds left. We're in the first quarter of the preliminary round. Brentwood up 17-11 over best center. Dribbling to his left is Zeli. He passes it off to Ozahonich just outside the older WPIA logo on the court. Ozahonich swarmed by Nunez and throws it away. Good defense by Xavier Nunez. And Brentwood will get it back with 26.8 seconds left in the first.
And Brentwood's kind of switched to a man here, and they're just swarming the basketball, taking the first pass away. Beth Center's going to have to try to get some skip passes across the court.
Nunez gets the call in from Coach Thayer and the rest of his staff. Here's a three from Sattler, just outside the right wing from straight away nearly. It's off the side of the rim, rebound Zeli as Deng Mu goes flying down. Brentwood wants a call, doesn't get it, and Zeli throws it away. 6.5 seconds left now in the first. Spartans up by six.
Bulldogs just pressing on these last few possessions. That one right there, just an unnecessary pass.
Nunez gets the inbound. 4 seconds, now three. Nunez spins around Zeli, tries to go to the cup, and he can't put it in. Mu with a tip in after the buzzer. Will not count, and that's how we end the first. Brentwood up 17-11 over best center on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Back in action from Brentwood High School. We're about to begin the second quarter of action. Brentwood leads 17-11 over Beth Center. Both teams finish with a 12-10 overall record, but the Spartans fourth place in Section 2 with a 7-5 record behind Slickley Academy, who's the 2, Eden Christian the 9, Winchester Thurston the 10. Beth Center also finished in fourth with an 8-6 record. They were behind Jefferson Morgan, who's 6, Stark Tears Houston, who's the 7, and Fort Cherry, who is the 13 seed. Other team that made it in from Section 3 was West Green. Left side, and a pull-up jumper for a long 2. That's drained by Braden Hall.
Yeah, Hall averages 13 points per game. He's a really good shooter, 37% from beyond the arc. That one a long 2, but he can really stroke it.
Nunez spins around Zeli, tries to put it in. It's banked too strong off the rim. Rebound Zeli. And Zeli waits for everyone to flush out. Now it's a one-on-one between him and Nunez, getting across half court, dribbling to his right. Now Zeli spins back in to his left and eventually passes to Hall. Hall back to Zeli on the left side, just outside the white line for the volleyball court. Now dribbling to the left elbow. Kicks behind. Now Ozahanish. Ozahanish just outside the left wing. Now hands off Zeli. Zeli drives to the cup. That's blocked off the backboard again for Deng Mu. Several game-changing blocks by Deng Mu in the early going. Nunez steps into a three. That's short. And Mu can't get the loose change. It's out of bounds.
That one was really close to maybe being a goaltend. I'll have to see it on a replay.
From that angle, yeah. It's pretty hard to tell.
Yeah.
But at least on the video side. But
yeah, it was close.
For the radio side, for those that can't see it, it was kind of sitting nearly right on top of the backside of the iron. Zeli falls down, and it's given up to Orlando Johnson. And Johnson picks the pocket and scores.
Really great defensive play by Johnson. I actually thought he should have probably gotten foul called there, too, on the basket. Should have been an and one. He got hit on the top of the head.
19-13, Brentwood up. Now a chance to go up even more. Nunez gets the steal. It's blocked off the bottom of the backboard by Zeli. And it'll stay Spartans ball with 6:23 to go in the first half. Spartans up by six. Inbound coming up, Mike Sattler looking for somewhere to go and passes it long to Xavier Nunez. Also another thing, no subs in that first quarter at all, and doesn't look like anyone is planning to sub anytime soon. Left wing three, Griffin Betts. That's failed to be put in, and Deng Mu with a putback slam! 21-13, Brentwood up with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. That's the benefit of having a 6'8" giant in Deng Mu.
Yeah, you just don't see that at this level of basketball. I mean, that's just an insane play.
Three ball, Zeli, too strong. Mu last touched it, stays with best center on the rebound, rips it away from Braden Hall. It was a three put up initially by Nunez. Johnson tried to make that, Sattler tried to put it back up, and on the third chance, Deng Mu left no doubt. Now on the inbound, Karoski, right side, dribbling in Parker Amos. Amos trapped, couple of white jerseys there, and it bounces off of Deng Mu's shin and out of bounds.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'm used to calling Division III games. You'll see some really good athletes, and a lot of guys, you know, 6'8 and above. That's not normal.
No.
I don't see dunks like that at that level either.
And a three ball. May have been some contact. That ball went awry. Air ball by Brandon Ozahanish. Rebound Mu. Now kicks out to Nunez, who sets the offense up. 5:30 to go in the second quarter. Brentwood up by eight. Betts now drives left lane through another one. Deng Mu. Almost an assist there by Griffin Betts on the scoop shot. Hits nothing but Deng Mu's hands, who flushes it down.
Yeah, that's just a cheat code, and it takes some skill to be able to react in that quick of a time to time that jump correctly to get that putback.
Orlando Johnson fouls his second, team first of the quarter. 5:10 to go in the second. It is 23-13 Brentwood. Deng Mu, by the way, 10 points, leads the team. Most of the scoring's been him and Nunez, who also has 9. Best center has 9 from Braden Ozahanish. He has 9 of the 13. The inbound goes to Parker Amos. Amos takes a dribble, takes a three, nearly from straight away. Drifting to the left, and it's good for Parker Amos.
And Amos is going to have to get going. He's a player who averages 11 for this team. Key scorer, third leading scorer on the team.
And Amos is a big part of that defense who hasn't had an answer yet for Deng Mu, but here's Johnson taking a three. That's off the side of the rim on the left, and it peters out of bounds. It'll go to best center with 4:44 to go in the second quarter. First substitution in for the game, it's Andrew Schmidt for Brentwood. He relieves Orlando Johnson. 23-16, Spartans up with 4:44 to go in the second quarter. And Braden Ozahanish takes the inbound and slowly goes over the timeline. Ozahanish dribbles in between the legs, now to the left side. Tricky handling, and the three nearly wedged up on the rim, and the rebound, thought it was going to be pulled in by Schmidt, but instead is hot potatoed out to Nunez, who travels across the timeline, dribbling with his left hand, and now starting to call out plays. Backs up to half court. Nunez tries to feed to Deng Mu. Got tipped out off of Zeli. Pretty close there, but it drilled out off Zeli. 4:07 to go in the second. 23-16, Brentwood up. Three dunks, by the way, for Deng Mu only, but it feels like a lot more. Here's a steal Jason Zeli is fouled on the way.
That's the center ball.
No, it's out of bounds, excuse me. There was contact between him and Nunez, but...
They called a foul.
Well, the foul was called.
Oh, okay.
It was just Sattler.
So Nunez with his first. Or Sattler, excuse me. And best center inbounds halfway through the second. It's 23-16. Best center trailing to Brentwood, and Ozahanis tries to flip it up and in, nearly lost it. Karoski gathers. Offensive rebound pulled in off the miss by Ozahanis. And a three, Zeli, no good. Tracked down by Amos near half court. And Amos gets Moo to go flying as he waited underneath the rim for the layup. Moo comes crashing down, and a foul is called. Amos will shoot two here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Second shot coming up from Parker Amos. He missed the first with 3:34 to go in the second quarter. Brentwood up by seven and remains that way as Amos goes 0 for 2. Moo comes flying in for the rebound, and Nunez has it for the Spartans coming across half court.
Can't go 0 for on that trip. That's get those freebies. This is a team that's had to shoot the ball. Have to be able to make those free throws.
Betts tries to feed Moo. It's poked out by Amos. Stays with Brentwood. 3:19 to go in the second. It's 23-16 Spartans. Nunez will inbound at the second O in Brentwood on the right baseline. And Nunez eventually gets it back. A three ball offline. Moo cleans it up and can't finish. Schmidt with the rebound now. Throws it up and it gets to the line as he's fouled. And Andrew Schmidt will shoot two with 3:11 to go in the second quarter. Brentwood up 23-16 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Schmidt goes 0 for 2, but Nunez with a jumper puts it at 25-16. Brentwood just under 3 to go in the second quarter. Ozahanis dribbles left. Here's a 3. It's offline. Nunez skies in the rebound. And Nunez, long pass up ahead. Griffin Betts driving left side. Betts is blocked by Braden Ozahanis. 2:41 to go in the second. And Brentwood up by 9. And our first substitution for Beth Center. As checking in now is Braden Hall. He comes back in. New player in was Hunter Bobbs, by the way. Right side, alley-oop the dang Moo, but all over it was Parker Amos. Moo can't finish and had to hop on his left foot, and he hopped his foot three times. Yeah, that's going to get called a travel. And Best Center has it back with 2:32 to go in the second.
Yeah, you couldn't really see it too well on our camera, but he certainly hopped multiple times there. That's the correct call.
Zeli has his pocket picked by Nunez, and Nunez with a 2-on-1. Nunez bumps into Zeli. Euro hits off the front of the rim and out. And the putback, Sattler will shoot two. And Beth Center guilty of a second foul. 2:18 to go in the second. Bulldogs down 9 on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Sattler knocks down both free throws. It's 27-16. Brentwood up with just over 2 to go in the second quarter. Jumper no good for Hall. Long 2 from the left wing. Moo has the rebound. What a surprise there. Nunez will now bring it up, the point guard, the junior for the Spartans. Nunez now to Betts on the right side. Betts drives in, gets around Ozahanis, and Griffin Betts, the freshman, with the basket to make it 29-16. And a timeout. Nope, the clock never started at 2:08 to go in the second quarter, at least from what I saw, caught by our officiating crew. Terry Dunbar, who's not the head official, was the one that caught the clock not running. And our referee tonight, Paul Skirtage, and the other umpire is Ryan Parker. 2:08 to go in the second quarter. That'll be knocked down some, with the score being 29-16 Brentwood. And I was talking down there at the scores table before pregame. I was talking with Frank D'Amico, who's the observer here, and there was complaints about the score, or about the clicker for the scoreboard system not working properly during the pregame tests, and looks like that's what the case was, at least just my assumption. Braden Ozahanish now right side. Ozahanish gets around Betts, and Ozahanish with a floater can't finish. And Dang Mu comes flying in. It's bounced out, but last touched by best center on the tip. Spartans ball with 1:46 to go in the second.
That's a great move. Ozahanish, though, was at just an awkward angle. He couldn't really get it off the glass, but he still tried. It led to that one rimming out.
Nunez spins back to his right. Nunez tried to drive in. He's tripped at a foul before the trip. And they're going to get Hunter Bobbs with the foul, his first team third, with 1:35 to go in the half. 29-16 your score. Brentwood has the lead over Beth Center. Beth's inbound in front of third-year head coach Scott Bauer, just to his left, actually. Smaller gymnasium in Class 2A. It's a one-sided gym with all the stands on one side. The other side is pretty much just a wall. A steal by Jason Zeli. Nunez tried to feed Betts, and Zeli falls down, hits the ground hard. He'll shoot two. Nunez called for the foul. Brentwood doesn't like it, but that is the call with 1:23 to go in the second quarter. Brentwood up by a baker's dozen on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Zeli with a rare 0-for-2 trip and the rebound and the fadeaway from the left side. No good by Parker Amos. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Brentwood ball with 1:18 to go in the second quarter. Brentwood up 29-16. Heading into the waning moments of the first half. Xavier Nunez controls the ball for Brentwood. Now bounces to the right side for the freshman sensation, Griffin Betts. Kicked out to Schmidt. Schmitty, as they call him, at least from what I heard from the stands in front of us. And a foul inside as Parker Ramos bumps Deng Mu underneath in the key. And that's the fourth foul against best center. Amos the foul. His first team four, so no more fouls to give before the double bonus on either side. The inbound goes to Betts. Betts gets it stripped away by Zeli, but Betts recovers, stops at the baseline, goes behind to Nunez left side. Schmidt on the layup, and it's blocked by Parker Amos, gets his own rebound for a moment. It's tipped out, stays with the best center. At first I thought Paul Skirtage signaled left, but they ruled it back to the right, and the Bulldogs have it with 46.2 remaining in the second.
Yeah, I thought that last touched a Bulldog, but I will say my angle a little bit obstructed by some of the players in that match there.
Ozahanish on the right wing, guarded by Betts. Gets some tricky handles over to the left side. Nearly takes out a player as Hunter Bobbs wasn't quite ready for it. And Brentwood comes out of the scrum with it. Nunez bumps into Tyler Karoski, and a foul is going to be called on Beth Center. They got Hunter Bobbs, and it's free throw time for Brentwood with 27.4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Brentwood up 29-16 on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS 458729.
Nunez hits both free throws, and on the other end, Bobs wildly loses the dribble. Brentwood has it with 20 seconds left in the second quarter. Spartans with a chance to go up potentially by as many as 18. It's 31-16 with 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah, 14-5 advantage here for Brentwood here in this second quarter. Been really sloppy basketball by the Bulldogs.
Nunez dribbles right, double team now. Schmidt has it. Schmidt lost it for a moment. Now goes to Sattler. Back over to Betts. Clock at 5. Now at 4. Betts driving right side. Betts lost it. And it'll go back to Best Center with a half a second left.
I think they might have been setting up some sort of lob play. Dang was rolling to the rim, really uncontested. But just dribble off the foot right there from Betts.
Mario Garcia in for Griffin Betts. Best Center with a long-range pass. Got to catch and shoot. It's not going to be anywhere close. As it's tossed into Brayton Hall. He's nowhere close. And that's half. Brentwood up 31-16 over Best Center on the WJPA Sports Network. Brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
We're at halftime of the WPIL Class 2A preliminary round. Best Center trails Brentwood by a score of 31-16. Thanks for joining us, whether it be on the free audio side on WJPA and the AM side, and also on WJPA.com and on the NFHS network, where you can watch live video, but behind a paywall. I'm Brandon Rossa. He's Jack Sacco. Our producer is Eric Bennett, and our camera operators are Scott Donnelly and Josh Klingon. And Jack, we talked about it briefly at the end of the second quarter. Really, the second quarter was a big difference. It was pretty even for the most part in the first quarter until Brentwood eventually started pulling away. But Deng Mu really took control in that second quarter. Lots of thunderous dunks, got the crowd going, and offensively, Best Center just couldn't find its rhythm.
Yeah, things really slowed down after those first couple minutes, but as you said, it was really Mu who kind of set the tone for what that second quarter was going to be like. With the early scoring in the quarter, had the 4 points pretty right off the bat there. And Beth Center after that kind of couldn't get out of their own way. I think a lot of it for Brentwood defensively has just been kind of just the presence of Deng Mu in the paint. He already has 3 blocks, and it's already deterred Beth Center to kind of get away from any sort of, you know, want to go into the paint and drive. It's a team that's kind of been forced to shoot. They shot it well in that first quarter, but now that Brentwood kind of hasn't been faced with the threat of the Bulldogs getting into the paint, they can kind of now space out, pressure the basketball on the perimeter, and it's really led to a ton of Beth Center turnovers as they have they haven't made the adjustments yet. They haven't gotten, you know, the off-ball screens, the back cuts. When there have been back cuts, there are a couple times where the player was open, but the dribbler is being pressured so much that they don't see him. They have their head down. So I think Beth Center needs to do a better job of just kind of, you know, get in the half court, get the basketball, and settle things down. See the play. You don't need to immediately put the ball on the ground and dribble it. You have time to set something up and try to create something away from the basketball, because if Brentwood's going to pressure like they have, that's how you have to beat it.
Absolutely, and you got to change things up on the if you're Beth Center, because what you did in the first half, quite frankly, not working. So any chance really to get some sort of advantage in the second half, it's going to help you get back into this one. But taking a look at what else is happening around the WPIL, the preliminary round getting underway tonight in Class 2A boys and in Class 5A boys. The 5A games, Montour is at McKeesport, Mars is at Latrobe, and Laurel Highlands is at Ringgold. In Class 2A, we have Greensburg Central Catholic at Union, and of course the game you have here, Beth Center at Brentwood, with the Spartans up 31-16. And the other game on WJPA, West Green is at Bentworth in the preliminary round game over there as well. The winner of this game will take on number one seeded Jeanette. The winner of Greensburg Central Catholic and Union will take on Swickley Academy. And finally, Bentworth and West Green, the winner will take on Olsch on Monday, February 16th. All those games are set for about a 7 o'clock tip. The Swickley Academy game looks like it's set for 7:30. Also, the City League semifinals are today as well. Carrick is at Obama Academy, and Brashear is at Alderdice. But again, Brentwood last year, we saw them in the first round of the preliminary round of last year's playoffs against West Green, won that game by 9. That was a back-and-forth affair. This one had the makings of a back-and-forth affair, but Brentwood is really starting to pull away, not so much on the scoreboard, but statistically, they've really, really taken control. And Beth Center right now, it's not panic time, but it's starting to get on the highway to panic time, I would say, Jack.
Yeah, at the bare minimum for the Bulldogs, you know, you can't let this swell any further. You have to, you know, early in the third quarter kind of get some of the control of the game back. Have to cut it to single digits. You do not want to go into the fourth quarter of a high school basketball game down double digits. It's really hard to do that, especially, you know, early in the first quarter, I thought maybe this game was going to become, you know, a little bit of a shootout. It slowed down the last couple minutes of the first quarter. It was a pretty slow second quarter, really largely because of Beth Center's inability to score in the second quarter. But now it's not a very high-scoring game, so you have to try to take advantage when you can. You cannot allow Brentwood to beat you here in this third quarter. If the Spartans are able to do that, that's probably good night.
We're back in a moment. When we come back, it'll be second half action on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. Brentwood up 31-16 over Beth Center in the preliminary round of the 2A playoffs.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com Dreamfields.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Welcome back to Brentwood Junior Senior High School. It's the preliminary round of the 2A playoffs. Number 16-seeded Brentwood leads 17-seeded Beth Center by a score of 31-16. I'm Brandon Rossi, joined by my partner Jack Sacco. And Jack, Beth Center in the second quarter started to let this start to fall behind. Not quite out of reach yet, but you got to think if something doesn't change, it could very well get out of reach. What does Beth Center have to do, for those just joining us, in order to get back into this game and this 15-point halftime deficit?
Well, they have to take care of the basketball. They didn't do a good job of that in the second quarter. There were a lot of turnovers, and a lot of those turnovers directly led to points, whether it was, you know, just a straight-up transition basket, or if that player missed, but then, you know, Brentwood's got the size advantage, and they're coming down and getting the offensive board, getting the second chance points. I honestly think that the Bulldogs have done a pretty good job in half court defense, for what that's worth. But they just have to, their half court offense has to be much, much better. Get in the paint. You know, I know that Deng's going to be able to, or Deng Mu's going to be able to block some shots, but you have to go in there, play aggressive, be physical, try to draw some fouls, and try to create something so that it takes some pressure off the shooters and allows space for some three-pointers to get put up.
And rightfully so, but it seems like Beth Center has, I don't want to say afraid to go to the hoop because of Deng Mu, but they're going to other options instead of going for the paint because Deng Mu is so long compared to everyone else that it's really, really affecting the shots. So I'm interested to see if Beth Center continues that game plan, or if they try to go to something else and really try to test Deng Mu. Also, another thing, no fouls for Deng Mu, so really, he's fine. He can play his game as much as he wants, and he's leading, and he's second on the team right now with 10 points. Xavier Nunez has 13, while the leading scorer for Beth Center has 9. Back, and we are back to start the third quarter. Three-baller right wing is drained. Mike Sattler with his first field goal of the game, and it's 34-16 Brentwood. That's not the start that Beth Center needed.
No, just sagging a little bit too far. There's just too much room for Sattler.
Mu traps down. Brayton Hall in the key. And now Karoski catches free throw line. Kicked out right wing. Ozahanish gets a defender to go flying. Ozahanish tries to swat it up and in, and is blocked by Orlando Johnson instead.
Johnson's made some key defensive plays. I believe that's his second block. And he's got a couple other steals as well, just making some big plays on that side of the basketball.
We talk so much about Deng Mu defensively, but Johnson's had some real nice plays as well. There's a foul on Braden Ozahanish as he gets called his hand in the proverbial cookie jar. We're 49 seconds into the third quarter, and it's 34-16. Brentwood on top of Beth Center. Winner will take on Jeanette in the first round of the playoffs on Monday for a 7 o'clock start. Dribbling right, Brayton Hall. That was Nunez. Now left wing three, in and out for Mike Sattler. Could have had the hot hand early, but that one goes through the rim and out. And Zeli with the miss.
That play design got a shooter wide open, and Mu kind of screened his man so that they couldn't get out to the three-point line. It was a really good design.
Ball was swatted by Betts, and now comes Nunez back the other way. Nunez up the floor, 2-on-1, swatted away. Deng Mu with the putback, but that comes after the foul. So it'll be two shots instead for Xavier Nunez with 6:43 to go in the third quarter. Brentwood up by 18 on greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
One for two trip for Nunez. Other way, best center coughs it up. Nunez comes up with it. Johnson with the putback. He can't score. And the rebound goes to Braden Ozahanish. The last foul was on Karoski, which will be his second in the team's first. Make that team second. Here's a three by Zeli. That's off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled in and secured. Securing the floater, rather, is Braden Hall.
Hall's second basket. Earlier, he had a long two. Have to get him going. He's a really good shooter for this Bulldogs team. He just hasn't had a lot of opportunities.
He has six double-doubles as well, so he can do a little bit of everything, but the defense really hasn't been as strong as it could have been throughout the year. Nunez three is off. Rebound pulled in by Karoski. Gives it up to Zeli. Zeli, we talked about, he's had a tremendous senior campaign and a tremendous career as the foul on Nunez on the transition. But Zeli's only got 2 points and both off free throws. They've done a great job of limiting him. Best center has had to go to other options, and luckily Braden Ozahanish came to play.
Yeah, I think it's been a point of emphasis for Brentwood. Just keep Zeli from beating you. Then they've done that. Every time he gets the ball, they're kind of swarming to it. Multiple eyes on the basketball every time.
Zeli loses the dribble. Nunez with a steal. Put up to Betts, and Betts airballs the layup. And a jump ball on the floor. First jump ball of the game. This one will favor best center.
Jump ball.
With 5:18 to go in the third quarter, Bulldogs down 17.
One thing I think Brentwood needs to do, obviously they're up by a good margin, 17 points, but they need to slow it down, I think, a little bit. The last couple of possessions have been a little rushed earlier, kind of a not great three-point attempt.
Three ball put in, speaking of the devil, by Braden Ozahanish. His second three of the game and Beth Center's third three of the contest as well. And it's a 14-point gap for Beth Center with just under five to go in the third.
Ozahanish came out firing with nine in the first. He didn't have any points in the second quarter, but they'd be wise to get him going again.
Nunez lobs Johnson, left wing, three ball. That's way too strong. Amos picks up the rebound, and just an ill-advised shot there from that left wing. Amos brings it up. Amos through a double team. Amos tries to take it himself and does so. Parker Amos through Johnson. He scores. And Beth Center, a quick spurt. It is 35-23. Clock is not running, by the way. It should be, but it's not, and no one noticed it yet. Here's a jumper. Orlando Johnson, that's put in. 37-23, Brentwood leads. Again, the clock still not running, and no one has seen it yet. Dribbling is Ozahanish. Ozahanish, now a three. Now they whistle it. And finally, the clock will get reset. We'll step aside on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
So they took 12 seconds off the clock. We're at 4:16. The inbound to Ozahanish. Betts goes flying, but no call. Ozahanish brings it into the front court for best center. Ozahanish behind the back dribble. Betts comes up with it. Betts across the front court. Now finds Moo. Dang, Moo! Look out below!
Yeah, what a play right there. They get moved trailing, and that's just a dangerous sight if you're a defender. Betts gave the effort, Ozahanish gave the effort, but it didn't matter.
Betts with the foul as the flip behind to Ozahanish. Betts gets called, his second. Now it's the team's second.
And just as it seemed like maybe Beth Center was taking some of the momentum there. That's a momentum killer right there to get Brentwood going.
Karoski inbounds to Ozahanish right at half court. Ozahanish tipped again by Betts. Betts has been a nightmare on defense for Beth Center to deal with. And the putback slam again. It's Dang Moo. Who else?
I mean, that's just, it's probably such a comforting feeling as a player going up for a layup, knowing that, you know, there's a pretty good chance that you got a teammate trailing in who can just take care of the business himself.
Ozahanis trapped again with the ever-testy Betts. Left side. Now it's Karoski. Karoski trapped in the corner by Deng Mu, and Coach Bauer has no choice but to call a 30-second timeout. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Brentwood up 41-23 on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more games, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Certainly been game on as well for Deng Mu. He's coming in with 14 points, 7 field goals, and pretty much every single one of them has been a thunderous dunk that you could hear from the county over.
Yeah, he's such a weapon. I mean, they haven't really made Deng Mu a point of emphasis offensively, you know, just getting him the basketball. It's pretty much mostly been transition and second chance.
Right wing now on the inbound to Braden Hall. Hall double-teamed again. They go underneath Mu. And Mu with a foul, his first of the game, as Tyler Karoski will shoot two more. 3:03 to go in the third on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation. Brentwood up 41-23.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Karoski, 2-for-2 trip after he was slow to get up on an elbow jumper by Orlando Johnson is good. 43-25, back to an 18-point lead for Brentwood. 2:43 to go on a turning third quarter clock. Braden Hall bounces this off with the window and in. Back to a 16-point lead for Brentwood.
I just want to talk a little more about Johnson. We talked about his defense. He has 6 points. That's already above his season average, and we're not even in the fourth quarter yet.
Three ball off the line for Sattler. Rebound swarmed in by Ozahanis. Ozahanis now dribbling with his right hand over to the right side. Ozahanis goes behind to Zeli now. Zeli's been uber quiet tonight. And a three ball. Karoski, that's way offline. Goes to the left of the rim. Rebound Nunez. Nunez up the floor. Goes to Johnson now. Johnson cleans it up, but it's off the window too strong. And Deng Mu thought about the rim's feelings this time and just kind of grazes it in. It's an 18-point Brentwood lead. That was the nicest two-pointer he's had in terms of physical violence to the rim. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. 18-point Spartans lead. Here's a layup underneath. Up and under goes Jason Zeli.
Let's talk about Mu. Averages 17 boards a game. I was talking to Beth Center assistant Luke Amon before the game. He thought it when he first looked at it was a statistical error when he looked at the page, and you can see why that's not the case.
Nunez three in and out, rebound Ozahanis, and he'll take a three from the left side. That's also offline, rebound Johnson.
Yeah, I thought maybe Ozahanis took an extra step there too. Probably could have been called for the walk.
But also too with Deng Mu, I mean, he's raw, but he's so, so athletic, and he comes from an athletic family. He's the sister of two-time gold medal winner in track and field, Athing Mu. Here's a three by Nunez off the line. That was in the Tokyo Olympics, by the way. And Deng Mu, originally from Uganda, also transferred, originally lived
in Trenton, New Jersey. Three balls straight away by Parker Amos. And best center trying to cut the gap down. It's now 13 with under 35 to go in the third.
Yeah, what a story that is, though, about Moo. I mean, that's just insane. Like I said earlier, with the height, you know, you expect a lot of boards, maybe some dunks, but it's the way he's doing it. It's just so athletic.
Betts tries to go left. It's intercepted by Hall. Tic-tac-toe. Dang, Moo off the backboard, but goaltending called. And I'm surprised they didn't call goaltending earlier. You'd think with a 6'8" guy, with that was pinned off about halfway up the square on the backboard, that he's obviously prone to getting those goaltending calls just from his height. Finally, there's one called there. 5 seconds now. Johnson, Moo, Nunez, left wing. Nunez driving, and he scores at the buzzer.
Big time right there by Nunez. Decisive move. That's a tough bucket, but he's able to get it to go.
Brentwood up 47-34 over best center on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Xavier Nunez now tied for the team lead with 16 points. He had a pretty good stretch in the first half and didn't get a basket in the second half until the very last seconds of the third quarter. Again, he's at 16 to help lead with Brentwood alongside Dang Moo. The Spartans have a 47-34 lead over best center.
And that's right at Nunez's season average. He's a really good scorer.
And he's just a junior, by the way. Only senior they're losing next year is Dang Moo, who, of course, has been so, so imperative to Brentwood, especially tonight, at least from what we've seen. As Nunez backed up, a foul on Zeli, his first.
And,
go ahead.
Yeah, Brentwood making Beth center pressure the basketball. I mean, they're just having Nunez dribble it around until the pressure comes. They're just worried about taking time off the clock. We saw them rush some possessions. I think that was a point of emphasis going into this fourth quarter, to not take bad shots and rush and take early shots in the possession.
About 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, and it's a 13-point Spartans lead over Beth Center. The feed goes to Johnson underneath, lost it, and it's out on the baseline. Beth Center ball. And don't blink now, but Beth Center can make this even more manageable. They had the advantage in the third quarter, not by much, but an 18-16 edge in scoring in the third. That'll help.
One thing about Beth Center, they can shoot the three ball pretty well.
Yes.
That'll help you when you're down in a basketball game.
Brentwood was up by as many as 18. Beth Center hasn't had the lead since about halfway through the first quarter. Zeli from the left lane tries to put it up, and a rebound for Dang Moo as that goes too strong off the rim.
Yeah, just really good defense. Eli's been really plastered all game. It's clean defense, though. I mean, just really good movement of the feet by Nunez.
Right wing now, the feed to Moo from Betts. Moo dribbles twice, big post-up move on the block. It's no good. Johnson on the turnaround is fouled on the way up. He couldn't put it in, but Johnson will get two free throws. With 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Brentwood up by 13.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College.
W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
1-for-2 trip for Orlando Johnson, and it is 48-34. Brentwood leads, and the pass from Ozahanish goes awry from Amos. It's a turnover, Spartans ball. And that carelessness of the basketball we talked about, Jack, starting to creep up on best center in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, really, ever since Brentwood switched to pressuring the ball, best center's really had trouble keeping possession and not turning it over. It's, as I said, it's often led directly to points.
Dang Mu with a layup after one dribble. He puts it in.
That's just easy. One-on-one on the block. Dang Moose going to make easy work and quick work of that.
16-point lead for Brentwood. And on the pull-up, before the motion of the shot, a foul is called on Griffin Betts. That'll be his third team first of the quarter. It's 6:04 left to go in the fourth quarter. And it is 50-34, Brentwood up. Winner's prize, you get the reigning WPIL champions in the first round of playoffs, the Jeanette Jayhawks. Ozahanis tries to flip a nifty move, but a little too cute for his own good. As it's Mu giving the Betts on the way up. Betts kicks Johnson, three, left wing corner, in and out. And eventually securing it is Karofsky. Brentwood really hasn't had many three ball attempts here, and they really haven't had to. There's a foul on the transition. But yeah, only two three-pointers for Brentwood tonight. But why take the three on that often?
Yeah, it's really not necessary. I mean, they haven't had any trouble, you know, really getting into the paint, and they've been able to turn defense into offense so consistently. There's really just no reason to force those shots, especially now up double digits. Just don't need to rush anything. There's no shot clock.
Nunez picks up the foul, his third. Now, Zeli thought he was going to drive in, but he kicks out right before the hoop, and Zeli gets the pass back from Betts. It's shorted, or rather from Karofsky. Rebound, Mu. Mu. There's a foul right up before he can pivot back to Betts. 5:20 to go in the fourth with Brentwood up by a sweet 16.
Fouls on Hall, his second, team third.
So Braden Hall, as you can hear from the public address system here, inbound to Dang Mu, and that's again the advantage you have. Dang Mu way above the arm length of everybody else on the floor, and a quick turnover out of bounds. And they just inbound it right to where Mu could get it in an easy two.
Yeah, it's like a cheat code having a guy like Dang Mu. If he was a little bit more polished and had a little bit more of a bag, you know, scoring, you know, more ways to get the ball in the basket, he'd be one of the better weapons in the WPIL. He already is a very dangerous weapon.
He's one of the more underrated ones. Doesn't get talked about as much as some of the big guys from even like a Sewickley Academy. That shot blocked, and it goes back to Braden Hall and best center. Or even some of the other big guys. You hear a lot about, you know, Montour as a 7-foot guy. But you don't hear much about Dang Mu, and that's really a shame because Mu has been electrifying here tonight. And speaking of, he gets the steal from Ozahanish, trying to trigger a foul, to no avail. It's an 18-point Brentwood lead, tied for the largest of the night for the Spartans. Now Betts on the left wing, feeds Mu. Mu to the cup, and he gets the roll in.
Basket good, Dang Mu.
He's got 22 now. And it's a lot of the damage has been in the second half. He's got 12 in the second half alone, really doing a good job of putting this one away.
Ozahan is stripped by Betts. He's fouled, and Betts didn't take too kindly to that. Ozahanish with his third foul. By the way, Brentwood's in the double bonus, and we still got 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we're going to keep it here on the WJPA Sports Network. Double bonus free throws coming up for the Brentwood Spartans. This is Griffin Betts on the line, younger brother of Forrest Betts, who was one of the top two scorers last year for Brentwood. Averaged 21 a game. The other one, Colton Rosing, he averaged 18 a game. They were a good 1-2 punch, but the identity of Brentwood this year, certainly a lot different with the big man Deng Mu leading the charge.
One thing I want to note there, I think one of the reasons why Griffin Betts took exception to that, Ozahanish has been talking a little bit.
He has.
Giving some extra slaps to, you know, players after they get past them. Players don't take too kindly to that sort of thing.
First shot by Betts, no good. Second shot does roll in. It is 55-34. Brentwood up. We have two new entries into the game, Chase Bebout and Enzo Brown for the Bulldogs. Amos now drives in right side, drifting to the right, and he scores off the backboard and in. That's Parker Amos.
That's a good move. And I mean, still, Brentwood gives up the points, but that's good defense.
Amos in double digits now. He's got 10. Betts back to Nunez on the right side. Nunez spinning. Euro from the left side. And Xavier Nunez puts it in.
Xavier Nunez.
Nunez is going to develop, I'm sure, next year into being one of the better scorers in Class 2A. And long pass to Zeli. Zeli goes up and under, and a foul before Deng Mu can block it. And Zeli comes up gimpy on his left leg and drops back down to his knee and now sitting down on the baseline. They're going to call over the training staff, and we'll take a break. 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Brentwood leads 57-36 over Best Center on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Zeli getting tended to by the training staff alongside head coach Scott Bauer. It was his left shin that he was grabbing at, or his ankle, lower body injury, non-contact. And he is set to shoot free throws, and looks like he's going to head to the bench and slaps one of the benches as well, or one of the chairs. And looks like Zeli, unless a miraculous comeback takes place, his high school career will end here tonight. And Zeli, someone who's been an important piece for Best Center, you wish he could go out on a better note, but making it to the playoffs for sure is something to remember at least. Ozahanish on the line for Zeli, hits the first of two.
Yeah, that's a real shame. You have to really, really hope that this injury for Zeli is nothing serious, you know, for that to happen in what's going to be his last game. That's just a real shame.
Ozahanas 2-for-2 on the line. It is 57-38. Brentwood up on Best Center. Yeah, you would think that Zeli's night is done, even if he is clear to come back. Nunez on the step back. That's airballed over the net. Rebound pulled in by Bebout. And Ozahanish up the floor. Coming from behind is Mario Garcia. Triggers a steal. Now it's Orlando Johnson on a 2-on-1. Johnson hits it off the backboard. And the rebound eventually is swirled into Parker Amos on the long rebound. Here comes Enzo Brown. Kicked out right wing three ball off the side of the rim for Chase Bebout. And Nunez tried to get the rebound, and a foul is called on Bebout. And only two more free throws for Brentwood and Xavier Nunez.
The level of intensity for Brentwood has been substantial tonight. Even now, up 19 points with just a few minutes left, they haven't taken really the foot off the gas at all.
Nunez again averaging about 16 a game. He has 18 so far. And the other senior coming in is Wyatt Wooten for Brentwood. They only have two seniors, which is good news for the future of this program. Also, a 2A preliminary score update. Greensburg Central Catholic up on Union 42-39 with just under 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Winner of that game will face Swickley Academy in the first round of the playoffs. Nunez takes it away. Shot blocked. Gets his own rebound. Second chance is short. Nunez eventually gets it back. Goes around a defender to Dang Mu. And now Mario Garcia backs up and resets. Wooten to Johnson. Left lane. Johnson gives up to Dang Mu. A little wild pass. Mu trying to save it to no avail.
Left center ball.
And it's 57-38 with 2:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Brentwood more than likely going to head to the first round of the playoffs against Jeanette for the second straight year. And some more reserves coming in. Caleb Amos in, Hunter Bob's in, and Nick Miller also checking in. Of course, mentioning Caleb Amos, he was a very, very good soccer player, or one of the Amoses, Parker and Caleb, soccer players in their own right. Parker was all WPIAL on the soccer pitch. Shot no good from Bob's. Rebound Nunez. Alley-oop pass to Dang Mu. Catches it around the defender. And it'll be free throws either way for Mu. They get the foul on Parker Amos.
Foul called on Parker Amos. Dang Mu with the line to shoot two.
So Dang Mu, he's already got 22 points. These are his first free throws of the game. First shot is in and out. Now, someone with the size of Dang Mu, you mentioned in the pregame, his field goal percentage is better than his free throw percentage. He's 59% from the field, 53% from the line. But when you're so big like Dang Mu with that size, it almost makes it harder to shoot those free throws.
It certainly does. That's just how it is. You know, he's big guys. It's tough. I was watching an NBA game last weekend. I was shocked when I heard Mitchell Robinson of the Knicks. He's down in the 30% for his free throw shooting. That's an NBA player.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's honestly not too bad for someone like Moose, new to the sport, too, to be over 50%.
He does hit the second free throw, however. Best center tries to get something going offensively. Instead, it ends up as a jump ball. Possession will stay with Best Center. Now we're down to under two to play in the fourth quarter. Chase Bebald inbound at the E and Brentwood on the left baseline. The inbound goes to Nick Miller. He takes a three. That's well short. May have gotten blocked, but the putback is put in by Chase Bebald.
Rebound in the basket, Chase Bebald.
58-40 now, Brentwood up. Just over 90 seconds to play. Still some starters in for Brentwood. Nunez in, Mu is in, and so is Johnson. The other two, Garcia and Wooten. And for Best Center, I don't see any starters out there for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'd be surprised to see more than, you know, maybe one shot here.
Yeah, there was a foul just now. Offensive foul.
Offensive
this one on Wyatt Wooten.
Called on Wooten.
Andrew
first.
Schmidt is in. And
team
looks like
four.
We've seen the last of Dang Mu. He heads to the bench.
Checks in for the
spot. What a night it's been for him. 23 points. We don't have the numbers in front of us for rebounds and blocks, but he's certainly substantial numbers in both of those.
Undoubtedly. Just over a minute to play in the fourth. Bob's left elbow flips behind to Enzo Brown. Now Brown, left block, tries to drive in. That's way too strong. Rebound goes to Andrew Schmidt, and Schmidt falls down, and a foul is called. On Best Center, this is Caleb Amos. That'll be his first, and two free throws for the guy
Caleb
they call Schmitty.
Called on the foul, his first. Andrew Schmidt at the line to shoot two.
You ever have a nickname in high school like Andrew Schmidt does?
Not really.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I was always just called Rossi, even now.
Yeah.
Some, Tyler McDonald.
In high school, it was mainly, you know, just the first name. I had some friends call me Sackman. Kind of.
Okay.
Some people call my dad Sack. My mom doesn't like that, so don't do that.
Fair enough.
But
both shots by Schmidt, no good, by the way. Rebound to Nick Miller. And Best Center back the other way, down 18. Hunter Bobs with about 45 seconds to play. Caleb Amos takes a three, right side. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound Enzo Brown. And it's stolen by Mario Garcia. 2-on-1, two Spartans chasing. Make that Bulldogs chasing. And the shot gets blocked by Bobbs. Here comes Bebout the other way. Bebout kicks to Miller. Miller poked from behind by Wooten, and that's going to be a foul underneath. Brentwood with 14 fouls, so.
Fouls on Wooten, his second.
Should be the second. No, that is the fifth foul, so I missed a foul.
Team fifth.
So Wyatt Wooten with the second personal foul against him. Nick Miller will shoot. If it's worth anything, two free throws the rest of the way for the rest of the game, regardless
Nick
of who is on the line.
The
Nick Miller misses the first of two.
Yeah, you have to wonder if the next time down, Brentwood's going to try to just hold the ball, and B, will Beth Center allow them to do that and just end the basketball game?
Nick Miller hits the second of two. Brentwood up by 17 with 20 seconds left. We'll see if they hold. Coach Thayer looks like he's calling for them to hold the ball. Fans clapping underneath us, which normally would signify that this will pretty much be the end of the game unless Beth Center gets a late steal, which will only put a dent in what has been a great performance for Brentwood on its home court. In the preliminary round, the Spartans will face Jeanette in the first round of the playoffs as they knock off Beth Center 58-41 in the WPI AL2A preliminary round. When we come back, we'll recap the game and name our player of the game on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
58-41, Brentwood takes down Beth Center in the preliminary round of the Class 2A boys basketball playoffs. And the Spartans will head to Jeanette to take on the Jayhawks for the second straight year in the first round of the WPI AL playoffs. And with that, it's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And while we don't have the rebounding stats in front of us, we're going to go out on a limb and say that it was a double-double for our Washington County College Center player of the game in Dang Mu, who finished with 23 points. The rebounds had to be somewhere in the teens, maybe the 20s. It was a dominant performance all around for Dang Mu as he helps lead his team into the first round of the WPIAL playoffs for the second straight year. And Brentwood looking for a chance to shock the world in the WPIAL as they'll take on the Jeanette Jayhawks, who, again, won the WPIAL championship last season
This year looked to be reloaded once more, and we'll see if Brentwood can really throw a wrench into the 2A basketball playoffs. But the leading scorers for Brentwood, Deng Mu, we mentioned at 23. Xavier Nunez had 18. 7 points for Orlando Johnson, 5 for Mike Sattler, and 5 for Griffin Betts. Best center was led by Braden Ozahanish. He had 14 points. Parker Amos with 10. Braden Hall had 8. Jason Zeli in his final game finished with 4 points. 2 for Chase Bebout and Tyler Karoski, and just a singular point for Nick Miller. Jack, any final thoughts before we sign off and head home?
Yeah, we just saw, you know, Brentwood play a pretty good game tonight. Beth Center didn't have its best stuff, and, you know, sometimes that happens. Brentwood moving on. They, you know, led tonight by a great player, Deng Mu. Going forward, if they want to have any chance against, you know, that really, really great Jeanette team, it's going to have to be on the back of Deng Mu and Xavier Nunez. You know, just want to give some credit here to Beth Center on a really strong season as well, able to get to the postseason, and that's always a good accomplishment, and a good accomplishment for those seniors.
Also, we have a final score from another 2A preliminary round. Bentworth defeats West Green by a final score of 61-44, so one Washington County team advances to the first round of the WPIL playoffs, that being the Bentworth Bearcats. They're heading to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, take on the Chargers, the 3 seed. Again, the first round of the playoffs will be on Monday, February 16th. Best Center will finish the season at 12-11, while Brentwood improves to 13-10 on the year, but more importantly, are one step closer to shocking the world as they'll take on the Jeanette Jayhawks in the first round of the WPIAL playoffs coming up on Monday, make that February the 16th. For our producer, Eric Bennett, our camera operator, Scott Donnelly, and Josh Klingon, and my partner, Jack Sacco, I'm Brandon Rossi here on the WJPA Sports Network. It's been powered by the CNX Foundation and also brought to you in part by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. The Washington Green County Chapter, the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. And Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Once again, that wraps things up from Brentwood High School as the Spartans take down the Bulldogs 58-41 in the preliminary round of the 2A playoffs. That'll wrap things up from Pittsburgh, PA. Have a great evening, and good luck to the Brentwood Spartans in the first round against Jeanette.